It's the 79th episode of the Elite Cosplay Podcast.
Cod Pass, Poo Pass.
I'm Holly.
And I'm Kevin.
For this episode, we are, if you're watching this on YouTube or listening to it in your car, wherever you're listening to, we are doing it live right now at the same time on Facebook Live.
Yes. We usually do it on YouTube. But we're giving Facebook a try. Maybe we'll spread it across all platforms.
It's my brain hurts already from trying to pay attention. But if you're watching this live right now and you have any questions or things you want to talk about, that has to do with cosplay.
My God,
anything.
Stop touching everything.
Well, it's too high now.
You sound like an old lady. But it's too high.
I sound like my grandma when she gets a little
flustered.
Exacerbated.
Yes.
Okay. Anyways, so yes, if you have any questions, you can leave us a comment because really,
or just anyways. Comment on the stream itself.
Dear God,
what are you doing?
I don't know. Anyways, okay, let's get started. This week is very slow because everybody's in holiday mode, especially starting today. Everybody, including Kevin, is now off of work. So
I mean, most people, right? I mean, office people,
but,
I guess.
But
people.
like everybody's off for like 2 weeks now. So nobody, I mean, people are working on cosplay and crap, but it's definitely holiday mode and people aren't really chatting about it. Most people are talking about Yuri on Ice or whatever. By the way, Yuri on Ice, we talked about this a couple weeks ago. We never watched it. We watched it for 2 seconds on Funimation, but it was in English, and so we bailed out real quick. But yesterday I did something funny. This British girl I follow she's really funny. She was live streaming her watching Yuri on Ice.
So like,
I watched her
watch
Yuri on Ice. And she was watching the Japanese one, which is available on Crunchyroll. But voices were way better than the English ones. Like leaps and bounds. And I was like, okay, this is way better. But I was also watching like the 11th episode. So I had no idea what was happening.
Oh, sorry.
So anyways, it doesn't matter. Okay, so do you remember, well, you may not remember, a couple weeks ago, I had said that I had applied to test a cosplay app, and then I couldn't find it in my email, like, what the name of it was.
Yeah, that was that last week?
Oh, no, it was a few weeks ago.
Okay.
So I finally got an email back from them to test their app in beta mode.
So remind me again, what was the concept of this app?
I don't remember. I was trying to pull it up and so we couldn't talk about it because I couldn't find the email basically that they had, because I had signed up for their beta and they're like, we'll get back to you, and that was pretty much it. And like, their website is just, we're in beta, so there's no information.
Okay.
It's just they added us on Twitter. So I was like, who is this? And then I went searching and then I went down a rabbit hole. But their name is Cosmunity.
Okay. Good pun.
It's all right.
Sorry, not to critique your name.
It's,
I'm not your investor. You talk to them about that.
Thinking of names of stuff is hard, though.
Especially if you want URLs. But, I mean, they have all those new URLs that are open now, so they could be like...
I did see someone for the first time use dot photography today. Mm. I've never seen someone do
it's
that.
It's expensive. Dot photography is like $89 a year to use.
Really?
Yeah.
And we pay like... $10
for dot com. Yeah, photography is expensive. There's a lot of good ones though that are cheap.
Like, I don't think it should be, because it's long too. Like, you
it
have
is.
Dot
it,
photography. Like,
yeah,
that's so long.
I don't like it. I'm a big fan of it.
So, for people who have used the Cosplay Amino app, it's kind of like that. I feel like Cosplay Amino has a little bit more depth to it. But anyways,
wait,
I got accepted
so
into this beta.
So Cosplay Amino is another,
yeah,
like,
we
the same concept?
We talked about it a long
is
time
that,
ago.
Is
it's
that
been
the one
like
that you have on your phone right now?
Yeah.
That I accidentally clicked one time?
Maybe.
Yeah, probably. Okay. Go on.
So it's, I don't, it's called Cosmunity. It's supposed to be like cosplay social media, kind of like sharing. So it's like the homepage is set up kind of like Pinterest, where it's just like images and they're just kind of next to each other, and you can just like infinite scroll through text or images. This is what it looks like here.
Okay.
You see it?
Sure.
It just throws you in it. Like, you just open
So that's the homepage.
This is the homepage. It just throws you in it. It's like Pinterest, but gray, dark gray. And it's just photos of, and the no information. It's just photos and then like the icon of the person who uploaded it and how many hearts it has.
Okay.
And that's it. And then you can click on it and it'll take you to another page and it'll tell you more information and like what the person wrote and stuff like that. But it just throws you in and you're just like, oh, okay.
So it's like Imgur, but for cosplay.
Does Imgur do this? Where it's just like
it throws you in there? Yeah, sure.
Hi, Kyle.
Well, that was minutes ago.
Oh.
Yeah, it does. So it's just image sharing, image liking. So, okay. What's the dollar sign button?
I'll get there.
Okay.
So this is the font. The font for the app, when you enter a status or a question or anything that will come up on people's homepages, I don't know the algorithm. So I don't know, like, if you just post it, does everybody in the beta see it? And it just
probably
goes,
I mean,
by...
honestly, how many people do you think are using this beta right now?
I don't know. I don't see repeat photos.
Okay.
And I posted a photo just to test it, and it got like 11 likes. Okay. So there's at least 12 of us in there.
Okay.
Okay. this one has 14 likes, so there's a few. it's the font is the generic comic book font, all caps, like the fake like handwritey font.
Mm. Oh, okay.
I don't like it because it's all caps, so it looks like everybody's yelling at each other. So like when the other day when I went in. It's like, and it's not, see, it's just like random stuff. Like this person just wrote, "Let's go Cowboys," which is football. Like,
what if it's not though?
You never know.
Okay.
Everyone have a safe and awesome Saturday night. For all my friends here in Dallas, care for the weather. It's going to get cold.
So,
and it looks like they're yelling at me. And one time I went into a conversation, it said, someone posed, "What do you guys think of this app?" But it was yelling, and then everybody was responding and just yelling back at each other.
But that's just their personal preference. You don't like
it is. I don't like
caps.
This font. It's just like when I saw it. How's everyone's weekend so far? Yell, full of work. LOL. Like it's just
okay. that's, now you're just yelling at people. Let's back that down.
Anyways, okay. So that was my first gripe. Was it's just in your face immediately. There's yelly font. There's buttons on the bottom. There's about 5 buttons on the bottom. So the first button is like Pinterest style, which is the homepage basically.
Okay.
There's one that looks like Messenger blobbles, and it's basically like notifications. So if people liked your photo, you'll see it that they liked it.
They call this the alerts page.
Alerts. There you go. I haven't received like a private message or anything, so I don't know, but there's chat. It says chat. But it's only to Cosmunity. It says, please shake your device. Yeah, I don't. I guess you could chat people. There's a new button, so you can post on this app. You can post media. You can post a listing, so if you want to sell something.
Hmm.
Or you can post a snippet. I don't know what a snippet
flags.
Is.
The snippet is the text bubble.
Oh, the yelling
clearly
at everybody.
Clearly matching the image of...
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so then when you go to listings... this is really, it gets confusing. Okay. So let's say you're at the stupid Pinterest homepage.
Let's not say stupid yet.
Sorry.
Because these people graciously let you into their beta program.
But isn't this the point of beta is to like, kind of like nitpick and find like UI problems that are wrong and then they fix them. So then when it's released to the whole wide world, everybody can just go, this works.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Beta is a vague term to a lot of people, but okay. Yes.
Okay.
Sure.
So it took me a while to figure this out because there are all these things at the bottom. One of them is a dollar sign. So you think, I can go view listings. I can go view stuff I want to buy.
Okay.
No, that's for you. That's for you to post your listings. So you're like, how the hoo-ha do I look at listings?
Okay.
How do I... This all the stuff on the bottom is you posting. None of it is for other people.
Okay.
So you have to go to the top, and you have to scroll to the top because you can't push the button.
To get to the top, okay.
Get to the top. You hit a search bobble, and then there's all these things. There's a big search bar, which is great. And then there's these things that says media, snippet, listing.
Okay, so those you are have filters.
You have to unselect media and unselect snippet, and then click back, and just then you get the all of the listings that you want.
Okay.
It's backwards to me. I feel like you should click listings, and that should only show listings, but it's backwards. You have to unclick everything else that you don't want to see just to see the one thing you want to see. But I don't know. There's not much to it. It's literally, I feel like the Cosplay Amino app, even though people kind of dropped off in usage, it has like chats and forum, not really a forum, as much of a forum as you can get in an app kind of style, stuff like that. So you know what I mean?
So you're just looking more for
it's
chatting.
I feel like it should be more in depth. Basically, you know what I mean? Like, there's no, I don't know. Am I not making sense?
No, there's no, you're saying there's no depth to this app. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. It's just photos and people yelling at each other. And I broke it now. I don't know how to get it back. Anyways.
You're acting like such an old lady. I broke it. I don't know how to get it back now.
Well, I didn't click anything. I just went back and now it's blank. But that's okay. It's still working itself out. But it's not awful. It works, you know. It's not laggy. It loads fine and blah, 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 blah. And I uploaded a photo just perfectly fine. But there's nothing to it. Like, there's nothing to keep me there. Like, why? Like, there's no reason for me to go back. Claudia just now signed up for the beta. Could be interesting. Yes, let me know. Use it. And let me know how you feel. Personally, it's not awful. I'm being critical because it's a pre-version.
Oh, this is going to be confusing for people. I'm sorry. I'm using the Facebook under my personal account, so I'm liking the stuff under my personal account.
So if you get a like from Kevin, it's him. Don't.
It's because the stupid pages app doesn't work.
Don't worry about it. But I'm just saying, if you want a cosplay app, I would just. It's so far. There's nothing there. So I would just keep using Amino if you've used it. I would not further into this. I would like to come back to Cosmunity and see if it changed or anything or something. But it's not. I'm just not impressed so far. I'm like, what am I doing here? What's the point?
Except for, you know, all calf stuff. They've
except
nailed.
Except for yelling at each other. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see. I wonder what their profit model probably is. Sorry, that's what I think about a lot. It's how people make money. So they probably take a small cut from everything they sell through the app. But then I don't know. Then it falls on them to be responsible. I don't know how much like
selling of the listings people are gonna have. You know what I mean?
That's true. And like, I don't... who manages all the sales and stuff like that? So if there's a complaint, like, can you go back through Cosmunity?
I know you. I haven't truly been on cosplay.com in a while. I go there sometimes and pop on the forums real quick and then leave. But there used to be like you could sell stuff. I don't know if they had to shut it down or I remember they had to revamp it because people were getting scammed basically. I wonder.
Cosplay.com?
Yes. This was years ago though. This was a while ago. Like I said, I haven't really been deep in it. I'm wondering how you monitor the sale. I don't know. If it's through PayPal, I guess PayPal would have your back.
But then where do they make the money ultimately? Probably like ads and stuff? I don't know. That's all right. That's what I think about.
I don't know.
Weird things like that.
But boosted posts? I don't know.
Boosted sales.
I forgot to read comments from episode 77 last week. We have no comments for episode 78. So I'm going to read those really quick. There's nothing of major discussion. But You never know. Arlon said, after watching this, I might purchase the CosCos makeup to apply for myself. I actually purchased some cosplay foundation called Juliet Crown and hated it, so I never got around to trying CosCos. I was trying to buy CosCos makeup yesterday, and it was so flippin' confusing. So I stopped. But I still have it, the tab pulled up. But
you just haven't bought anything.
And like, in, well, you had to go through a Japanese site that it's like one big site that has little baby sites, and then they ship for them. So like, some of the CosCos makeup was going through Yahoo.jp, and some of the cosplay makeup was coming through Rakuten. Weird. And the prices were not consistent, so like, one of the female CosCos foundations was a little cheaper than one of the male, and I was like, why? It was just like, it was just, the prices were just up, like, and not significant, like a couple bucks, but it was just like, okay, there's not, if anyone knows, there's not a true U.S. seller, I don't think. So that's probably why not a lot of people over here have tried it, just because it's kind of a pain in the butt, but who knows?
Or if you know somebody, or you know somebody, maybe have, and they're not using it, or they want to get rid of it, let us know, and I'll buy it off your hands.
I was looking at some reviews, and this was just me. I'm sure there's someone in here who lives in the U.S. or Canada that has looked at it, but a lot of them were from Asia that were doing the reviews that just lived in Asia. So, and then I was like, oh, maybe it's because it's difficult. Deathrite said, I love Witcher 3. I know the feeling that comes with the game, but the story is amazing and heart feelings and four tattoos, so you don't have to do body paint every time. I have a feeling Holly doesn't want to do that. Try a tattoo sleeve. That's for your Hanzo.
Oh, right.
Ooh! And then Emrys replied and said, Witcher is worth it for blood and wine alone. It's so perfect.
Holly has been still too afraid to pick it up from.
Oh yeah, I was thinking about it today though, because I'm in Christmas mode, so I'm like, I want to play a game. And the Steam sale started today, as of this podcast.
That's true.
People, Otome games are on sale. Repeat, Otome games are on sale.
That's all you want.
Solid MG Snake says, I don't know why I like Kevin is using an Android phone and Holly uses an iPhone. Yes.
We're very
Kevin constantly complains about his Android phone, if that's any consolation.
I don't complain about it.
Well, you don't complain, but you always go, should I switch to iPhone?
But that's always, everybody always has that internal monologue. Is the grass really greener on the other side? We all think it is, so.
Yeah.
But then you cross that fence, and then look back over, and you're like, God damn it. But I've spent enough money on my apps and junk that I'm kind of stuck to Android for now. Anyway, Dino Bunny says,
Dino Bunny.
Oh, they still have the marketplace. They didn't shut it down anymore.
Okay. Thank you, Dino Bunny. I haven't checked, but I know there was some problems with it a couple years ago regarding ripping off. So I don't know how they got it now, but it's good that it's still up. I'm glad. I always snuck around on there.
Go ahead.
Quick middle of the thing here. This podcast is brought to you by ourselves.
Whoa, Holly's doing the mid-roll. This is weird. Sorry for the people watching on Facebook. I usually do the ad stuff, but let's hear what Holly has. Go ahead.
This episode of the podcast is brought to you by our own butts. If you go to elitecosplay.com/shop, you can find great things like t-shirts. There's three of them. Sasha behind me is wearing one of them. It's named Cosplay Everything. I'm also wearing one of them.
Coincidentally, Holly's wearing the same one.
We're twins. We also have Photoshop actions on there. They're not all on there yet. I'm still
tweaking. I thought you said you had them done.
Well, you can buy the Ultimate set or two others right now, but others will be released.
So the Ultimate set has...
The Ultimate set has all of them.
So why aren't the other ones up there?
Because I'm scared.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so check out our store at elitecosplay.com/shop. It's amazing. The t-shirts are comfortable. This one's a V-neck, so it's cool. For sure. Thanks. That's my ad roll. Okay.
Well, thank you.
Pinkie Paradise has been our go-to place for cosplay contact lenses,
circle lenses, all that other jazz. It's
literally the only place I've purchased from. Went on their website yesterday, got a sad but legal notice. It says, important notice, star, dictated by federal regulations. U.S. customers required to provide the below information upon checkout. Number one, name of patient. Number two, date of eye exam. Number three, eye prescription. Number four, prescription issue and expiration date. Number five, optometrist name, postal address, phone number, and or contact details. Mm-hmm. Six, base curve or appropriate of the prescribed contact lens. Seven, diameter when appropriate of the prescribed contact lens. Customers from the USA and South Korea are required to provide the eye prescription slip upon checkout in order to purchase color lenses from Pinkie Paradise. That sucks, but. Now, well, in so terms this is... of U.S. regulations, yeah. It's the law.
Yes. So but, in the U.S., and most of our viewers are in the U.S., to get any type of contact lens, whether it be just a colored circle lens or anything like that, legally you are required to provide a one within the last year prescription for a contact lens.
Really?
Yes.
It has to be that recent?
Yes. Contact prescriptions are only valid for 1 year in the United States. Eyeglasses, however, are valid for two. So, whatever.
What sucks is, now, if you were, Kevin goes to an eye exam.
Typically once a year.
Typically once a year, but sometimes every 2 years if he doesn't need it, you know?
Right.
I don't need glasses, so I have never gone to the optometrist except when I went and made an appointment when Kevin was doing his, and I kind of interviewed him, and I was like, hi, I have perfect vision, but you want to just check my eyeballs? And then I want to talk to you about cosplay contact lenses. And I asked him this was a couple years ago. I asked him what he thought about them and like how to make sure I was being safe. And he was like, listen, if it's reputable and like people are reviewing it and saying it worked fine for them, then you'll be fine. Like, it's not a big deal, basically. He's like, just don't buy it from some sketchy booth, basically, is what he said. So that was easy.
Yes, we are selling our butts, Claudia.
We are selling our butts. They're for sale.
Yeah. Anyway.
Kevin's is better than mine, but that's okay. I forgot where I was. Oh, and that was that. And yeah. and you
he
know.
He was like, oh, yeah, there's a couple. So AccuView and other major brands. Yeah, they those, all sell
those,
it. They
those
all,
are available oh, here, Johnson but Johnson. They anyway. Are bad. They're not as vibrant as what you can get from like Honey Color or Pinkie Paradise
right.
or wherever
they're,
you
they're
buy.
More translucent rather than yeah. more towards the opaque.
And
side.
So if you have darker eyes, that's it's not going to work too well. And I haven't checked on AccuView recently. I don't know if they've changed or whatever, but whatever. So this kind of sucks. I don't need to go to the eye doctor, so I don't need to get a prescription. So it's like, well, okay. I don't know. I don't know how like strict it's going to be. I assume Pinkie Paradise is one of the most popular cosplay contact lens websites that you can sure. get it from. So that's why the
FDA,
US FDA was like, oh, hell no. Like finally ban hammered them, basically.
Yeah, they probably were banning sales or customs was intercepting them or something like that.
Yeah. So that sucks. I went on to Honey Color. They don't have anything like that. Pinkie Paradise also isn't talking about this on their social media. This is just loaded when you go onto their website. Mm. So I went to like Honey Color and looked on their social media and their website, and they have nothing of the sort. I feel like Honey Color is just as popular, so I was kind of poking around. So I don't know if this is only going to be affecting Pinkie Paradise or if it's going to be affecting everybody.
In the grand scheme of things, legally everybody technically needs to abide by this. So probably, I mean, like even other third party, like getting regular contacts like from Canada is, I don't know, actually I have to check, because like 1-800 contacts or whatever, I think they're based out of Canada, and because they're not in the U.S., I don't think they require a prescription. But because of this Pinky Paradise, they might be affected as well. I don't know. I don't know if something changed recently.
I should go do like a fake checkout. Do you have to like upload a photo of
your prescription? Yeah, I'm sure you do.
It's so crazy. I don't know. I mean, I get it. It's the law. Like, it's the regulations we have here to protect eyeballs so you don't go blind or get some crazy infection or something.
Right.
But I'm just sad now.
So Dust Dino Bunny. Dino Bunny says, I think that Pinky Paradise is requiring. That is pretty good since we're a lot of cosplayers out there who don't know how to use contacts in general properly. Pinky Paradise.
You gotta read
Sorry. I mumble. Yeah, Holly will read it. I'll delegate the task.
Reading again. Dino Bunny says, I think Pinky Paradise requiring that is pretty good since there are a lot of cosplayers out there who don't know how to use contacts in general properly. Pinky Paradise maybe just doesn't want to be liable for their customers getting their eyes damaged or whatever.
Yeah, the liability part is
liability's definitely big, and the government coming in and saying, yo, stop. They stopped using PayPal like a year ago, and I always wondered if that was because the regulations. Now they use some other, what is it, Skrill?
Some other, well, that's probably one of them. They have multiple payment methods.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. It's whoa, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah,
It's just it was so easy before,
just to get stuff.
And now it's like, oh, I guess I don't know. Because Kevin and I are cosplaying for the first time together, so I've been researching contact lenses for him because he has an actual prescription. Mine are a little easier to get because I'm just 0-0 on everything. And that's, I was perfect, like,
vision, humble brag right there.
Well, it's not either or, because they offer everything.
Yeah,
what's in the stock is the question, but it's it was just so easy. So now I'm kind of gonna be on the DL looking at honey color now. Sorry, PP.
Well, I mean, we can just go get yours.
It's just, well, and then there comes into the problem of, like, people who maybe can't afford getting an eye prescription, or don't, or their, you know, their insurance doesn't cover like it, or whatever, blah, 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 blah. So, yeah. And then I have to go now, and I don't even need it. I have to go to some guy and be like, hey, I just need you to be like, yep. Wait.
Yeah.
Can I even get a prescription?
Yeah. Yeah.
For what?
Well, so your prescription would just be 0-0. I mean, because they would
test my eyeballs, right, and then he'd be like, you are 0-0. Right. And then he'd write it on a piece of paper.
Yeah,
this chick is 0-0.
You get a little piece of paper that says 0-0.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I guess.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
But yes. Something, drain, swamp, something, deregulation, small business. I don't know. Whatever.
Whoa.
That's just me.
Let's not.
That's just me being funny. Anyway.
Yes, he was joking, everybody.
Moving
please,
on.
Please ignore.
What else you got, Holly? If you don't
that's
have anything.
That's it. That's
I got. Let's talk about Overwatch then.
Oh, God.
Because I found the perfect jacket for me. Be honest. So, as you may have seen, Overwatch released a new comic for the holiday season. It was covering some of the holiday spirit of Tracer, I guess, was the main character of this piece. Inside of it, there was one panel where there's Hanzo getting
very small, a very small
getting a piece
panel
of cake or looking at a cake. I forget what it was 100%, but that was the sweetest jacket.
And who is that little boy? Does he have a son? I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm
the
not.
Lore
I'm
of
like.
The full lore
I know like 25% of Overwatch lore. So.
But yeah.
Oh, yeah, he was wearing a jacket, and he flipped out and took screenshots of
it. I did, because I like the jacket. It looks cool. I'm going to keep one. I'm going to get one, and that's my cosplay there.
Now you have to, and then we...
See, I'm done. I'm done. See, I don't even have to get, like, the partial arm full sleeve thing anymore. Okay,
you need two additional things.
What do I need? A pair of Yeezys, a jacket.
A gray streak.
That's fine. It's already coming in somewhere.
And a
goatee.
Goatee. Which...
I can't grow very well. That's fine. I got it under control.
Just do a fake one.
A fake goatee?
I feel like you would start looking like Tony Stark if we did that.
I feel like, well, so the question is, does the hair go then? Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
I've been debating if I want to.
Most likely cutting Kevin's hair.
Yeah.
So
then there goes the man bun. And yeah, there goes
the
all
Hanzo
that.
Bun. Is no Hanzo's bun. Like kind of undercut, though?
It is undercut in that picture.
Right. I think it's always
undercut. Let me just pull up that screenshot for you, lady. No, it is. It is an undercut.
Because I think
shot.
I remember looking at some skins when you said you were interested, and I was like, oh, shit, he's got an undercut.
Yeah. So I got to get my hair cut. Got it. Debating now, should I just keep the undercut?
Well,
or
the
should I just go full?
The cos plans I have for you, you will be wearing a wig both times.
So the less hair I have, naturally, the easier a wig will
actually
fit.
Oh, shoot. One of them needed your hair.
Hmm. Can't have
but
the best of both worlds.
No. Oh, well. We'll figure it out. It's not a big deal. Anyways. All right. That's what I got for this week. I don't know what camera to look at. By the way, if you're watching this on YouTube, there's going to be a little bit of our laptop on the bottom of the screen. I'm sorry. It's hard to set up. So thanks for watching. It's the holidays. I hope you guys have a good Hanukkah, Christmas, Kwanzaa, whatever you celebrate. Nothing pagan.
Thank you, yep. Claudia. I'm debating keeping it.
Heck yeah, keep the Hanzo.
But yes, it is the holiday season. Enjoy it with your families, friends.
Yep. Everybody,
yes. Mm-hmm. Us, thank you for
relax,
tuning in.
Relax, take the time off, work on some cosplay, because you know KatsuCon's right around the corner, people. And everybody's freaking out about that. You better do it. All right.
Visit our store.
Oh, yeah. LilyCosplay.com/shop.
Yep.
And thanks for the people watching on live.
Yes. Thank you.
This was a test, so thanks.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Thank you, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.